Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
Thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to have you along with us here on Reading the Word as we begin a brand new course of study for us today. My name is Justin Reed, and I do appreciate you being with us here, and I hope that our lesson today will be beneficial to you. If you will, take your Old Testament and go to Psalm 23. A favorite passage of a lot of people. You may could even quote this whole passage on your own, but I want us to look today as we talk about Christ the Shepherd. Christ the Shepherd. And in a moment, I will be reading from the King James translation of Scripture. Now, if you're joining us and you want to share this program again with anybody else, maybe they didn't get to listen to it with you today, you can do so anytime online at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. From there, you can find all of the lessons in this series, and this is number 125, which means there's 124 preceding it. And so you can listen to them online. You can download them, send them to a friend, whatever the case may be. But that's all online at readingtheword, R-E-A-D-I-N-G.net. I want us to look here at Christ the Shepherd. Christ the Shepherd from Psalm 23. And I want to just read this beautiful psalm. And then we're going to come back and identify Christ. Notice here, Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, David wrote this psalm approximately 1,000 B.C. So for approximately 3,000 years, these six little verses, oh, how much comfort, how much joy, how much building up have these verses brought us. I want us today to talk about Christ the Shepherd. Although Christ is not mentioned in this psalm, it's about 1,000 years before Christ, we just mentioned. Yet at the same time, I want you to see clearly illustrated the Christian's hope in this psalm. The Christian has hope. And in fact, I can illustrate, and that's our goal today, six different hopes that the Christian has, because there's six verses, and they all begin with P. Let's begin here on Reading the Word. The Christian's hope in Psalm 23 from verse 1 are personal possessions. Notice here, the Lord, Yahweh, Jehovah God in heaven, is my shepherd, I shall not want. Have you ever been in a place in your life, dear friends, where you didn't want for anything? Where all of your needs were met, your desires were met, you weren't out trying to get more, but you were satisfied? He says, because the Lord is my shepherd, I have these personal possessions. What more could I ask for? Therefore, I will not want. Oh, how nice to be satisfied with Christ. Number two, from verse number two, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. That's a peaceful position. A peaceful position. Oh, still waters are very peaceful, are they not? Walking along the waters brings a lot of people joy. We go on trips to go to the lake, to go to bodies of water, to sit and watch the water and relax. Well, there is peace when I am with the Lord, who is my shepherd, and he makes me as the sheep to lie down, it literally in Hebrew, the pastures of tender grass, with the waters of quietness in Hebrews. You see, the Lord knows where to take us. He's not going to take us to choppy waters where sheep might fall in. You know, sheep are very silly little creatures, not always the most intelligent, which is why I find it very fitting that we are sheep as people, as Christians, I should say. But the Lord is our shepherd, and he knows the waters to take us to. He knows where there's safety, and he will keep us there. Let's go to verse number 3 for our third hope in Psalm 23. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Number 3, there is a precious promise. A precious promise. Oh, how precious to have our souls restored. To be built back up, if you will. And that promise of being led through the paths of righteousness, not the paths of the wicked. Not worldly paths, not crooked paths, not difficult paths, but paths of righteousness for his name's sake. That's a precious promise, dear friends. Why? Because the Lord is our shepherd, and he is the one that is guiding us along on this journey. And on this journey in our radio program, dear friends, we need to take a quick pause. Brother Jim Dearman is going to invite you to the services at the Arlington Church of Christ, of which I am honored to be the pulpit minister. And we would love for you to join us if you have the opportunity. He's going to give you information about our worship and our classes when we come back. We're going to finish out Christ the Shepherd. We've got 3 more verses and 3 more reasons of hope in Psalm 23. Stay with us here on Reading the Word.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to be here with you as well. My name is Justin Reed, once again, here on Reading the Word. If you're just now joining us, we are very appreciative of you spending some time of your day here with us. And if you've missed any of this program, you can listen to it again online anytime at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. And from there, you can listen to it again. You can download it there. You can send it to a friend as well. This is program 125, talking about Christ the Shepherd, and we're in the beloved Psalm 23. And we've seen the Christian has hope in this psalm. We've already seen in verse 1, by the way, all of our hopes, if you will, they start with P. There is a personal possessions in verse 1. The Lord is our shepherd. Number 2, there is a peaceful position from verse number 2, lying down in green pastures and being led beside still waters. And number 3, there is a precious promise, having our soul restored and also being led in the paths of righteousness. Let's pick up in verse number 4 with reason number 4 of the Christ's hope, or the Christian's hope rather, in Psalm 23. Verse 4 reads, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." We see verse number 4, our hope is the pilgrim's progress. There's your P for that one, the pilgrim's progress. What is the progress? Well, we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. But in that journey, we fear nothing. Why? For the Lord is with us. His rod and his staff, which sometimes can be used for correction. Here it is comfort, knowing that if we start slipping off of that path, we can be pulled back in. Oh, how many times have we been in the face of adversity? Or have we known a loved one who literally was walking through the valley of the shadow of death, who knew that death was sooner than later coming to them, yet they were a faithful Christian. They knew the Lord was their shepherd, and they faced it head on with a smile on their face. Why? Because they knew that the Lord was with them. They can stare evil in the face. That's what Jesus did, is it not? He stared evil in the face, and almost as if he had a big smile on. There is a progress, a pilgrim's progress in verse number 4. Look at verse number 5 in Psalm 23 for our next reason of hope. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Anointest in Hebrew literally means makes fat. In verse number 5, we see a proven provision. A proven provision. What is that? Can you just think about the table that the Lord has prepared? Now, I tell you, I like to eat, and I've been blessed to go to many a fine meals. Some of the best meals I've ever had were at church, or at a church-related function, family function, gone to some nice restaurants. I don't always like paying those nice prices, but I have gone to nice restaurants, and they have a nice spread. Yet the table that the Lord prepares would be even better. Notice where this table's prepared. It's not at home. It's in the presence of his enemies. Why? Because you're walking with him through the valley of the shadow of death. He says, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup overflows with these proven provisions from the shepherd. And that gives me hope. Let's look at our final reason for hope. Verse number 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Forever literally in Hebrew means the length of days. From now to when days cease, and then even on after that. What is the Christian's hope in verse number 6 of Psalm 23? It is a priceless prospect. A priceless prospect. Well, the first one is goodness and mercy here on this earth. You know, the life of a Christian is not an easy life, but we are shown goodness and mercy if we follow God. And then there's that eternal reward, is there not? And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh me, our days I just sit still and I just yearn. I just cannot wait for the Lord to come back or for him to take me, whatever the case may be. Why? Because the faithful Christian knows his or her reward. Dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. Now that's not those who say they're doing what God has said, but aren't doing it. It's not for those who don't obey the whole New Testament plan of hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, being baptized, coming out of that water grave, a new creature, alive in Christ, and remaining faithful to the very end. If you haven't done that, you don't have these blessings, dear friend. You're not a true Christian. You may have gotten wet. You may have said some words. But if you're trying to get to heaven on the sinner's prayer, dear friends, it's not found in Scripture. Instead, do what God has said. We see the Christian's hope in Psalm 23 from verse 1, personal possessions. Verse 2, peaceful position. Verse 3, precious promise. Verse 4 is the pilgrim's progress. Verse 5, proven provision. And verse 6 is a priceless prospect. Oh, I love studying from the book of Psalms, and I love spending our weekly time here on Reading the Word. And I hope this week's lesson has benefited you as much as it has me. Dear friends, I hope you'll join us again next week. Time is about to escape us, but I would be remiss if I don't thank you for spending some of your day with us. Also, be remiss if I don't once again encourage you to go online, readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says a radio program. From there, you can hear all of our program here. This is episode 125, and Christ the Shepherd. Now, if the good Lord wills, we'll be back again next week at the same time, and we hope to study with you then. May the good Lord bless you, and may he keep you. Please continue to pray. Thank you so much for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.